Richard's Story. The approximate length of this recording is 5 minutes.
Stories. Richard's Story. When Richard Wadwell's first guide dog died, it was a traumatic experience that left him struggling to get to work or have a social life. Fortunately, the problems didn't last too long. Richard now has a confident new dog that's helping him do more than ever before. When I got my first dog, Ralph, in 2012, he was a revelation to me, says Richard. I was born with bilateral cataracts and have had barely any sight since birth, but I always just got on with things and didn't want to draw attention to myself. It was only in my mid-30s that I decided to get in touch with guide dogs. It was the best move I could have made. As soon as I got Ralph, I felt for the first time that I could be spontaneous, go out whenever I wanted, and not rely on anyone else. The best thing about getting Ralph, though, was he helped me get back into work. I'd been unemployed for a while after being made redundant and was struggling to find another job. Just 2 months after Ralph arrived, I decided to prove my worth by taking on 2 volunteer roles at Citizens Advice and a local museum. It was a great stepping stone. A year later, I landed a full-time job in an office in the centre of Leeds. It meant a commute on the train from my home in Skipton, but with Ralph by my side, it didn't bother me at all. Compared to where I'd been a few years earlier, having Ralph felt like complete freedom. Losing Ralph. Unfortunately, much of that freedom ended 7 years later when Ralph passed away, suddenly from a heart tumour. It was horrible. Losing a dog is not nice for anyone, but when you rely on them as well, it's really hard. The biggest challenge was my job. I still had to commute and had to do it with a white cane, which I don't like using at all. I find using the cane draining and slow because you need to concentrate so much. Pretty soon, I was leaving home ridiculously early at 5:30 a.m. just to make sure I got to work on time. I had no social life. With Ralph, I would do things in the evening with friends, maybe go to the pub, but now I was coming home exhausted and going straight to bed. It felt like working and commuting just wasn't sustainable anymore. It was a huge blow to my confidence. Back on track. Richard said I shouldn't have been too worried because things are now better than ever. It started when I was matched with my new dog, Martin, and we began training together.
I could see the training had progressed since I'd done it with Ralph. You still do a 2-week residential course, but then you also have to go through an additional, rigorous phase of training at home, where you get each capability signed off step by step as you reach the right level.
Martin is a fantastic problem solver. We've got major roadworks going on near my home that change layout all the time, but Martin seems to love finding new ways to get around them. Whenever we're going somewhere new, I can feel the difference in his harness. He gets excited because it's a new challenge for him to overcome. It's amazing to witness, really. Looking to the future. Not long after I got Martin, the COVID pandemic and lockdown started, so I've been working from home like most other people. There is better news on the horizon, though, because I've been offered a new role at work that ultimately means I'll need to go to our Manchester office 1 day a week, as well as still going to Leeds. I don't know Manchester very well, and there will be new things to negotiate, like trams. But with Martin working with me, the challenge doesn't daunt me. I know we'll be able to cope easily. After a year of working from home, it's actually quite exciting. One of the other upsides of lockdown has been that I've been walking 5 miles with Martin every day on different routes to keep us fit and occupied. It's been fun, actually. I've discovered new parts of Skipton and routes that I never knew existed. I've also realised that walking just for walking's sake can be a pleasure. In fact, walking has become my relaxation, and that's something I never would have thought I'd say a few years ago. I'll definitely be doing a lot more of it in the future. Included here are 4 photographs. The first is of yellow Labrador guide dog Martin guiding Richard through a churchyard. The second is of Richard stroking Martin in the park. The third is of Richard standing next to a canal. And the fourth is of Martin guiding Richard along a shopping street.